It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got a cast of characters from Mont Harmon. They are the student body government, and it's our school district update. We're going to shine a light on Mont Harmon today. We're going to talk to the student body. We've also got their advisor, Mrs. Buscarini, in here, and we're going to kind of talk to her first and let her kind of introduce these kids, and then we're going to let them talk about themselves. I know it's their favorite thing to do. Mrs. Buscarini, thank you for coming in this morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for having us.
So at the school, you are the advisor for the student body. Is that correct?
I am.
Okay. So let's talk about these three that we have with us today.
So we have our student body president, Katie Banaski. We have Camilla. I'm going to totally butcher your name. Can you help me out, Camilla?
Solis.
And then she's our historian. And then Reese. Timothy. And he is our one of our sixth grade representatives.
Okay, and we're going to talk to each one of these guys individually. Do you have them work on like projects and events and things at the school? Is that kind of how they do?
Yes, fortunately we have a period every single day dedicated for student government. So we have a total of six committees that go on during that time. And the biggest one that we're working on right now is our activity committee, because next week is Red Ribbon Week. So we're doing a lot of great things to get ready for that week.
All right. We're gonna take some time now with the kids. Katie, why don't you go ahead and step up to the microphone there. Katie, let everybody know who you are once again and what your position is in student government.
I'm Catherine Banaski, or Katie Banaski. I'm the student body president.
Okay. What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Okay. So high school next year.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that didn't go over very well. You're not ready for it yet?
No.
It's not that big of a change. You're going to be just fine. I promise.
Thanks.
All right, so what committee are you in charge of?
I'm in charge of the activities and assemblies committee.
So you get the fun committee.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and they were just saying, Mrs. Buscarini was just saying, you've got Red Ribbon Week coming up next week. What are you guys working on for that?
We have all sorts of stuff. We have handouts for all the kids. We have like lunch games that we will play, and on Friday next week we will have a dance.
So all kinds of great stuff that are planned. Now, is this your first year you've done anything with student government, or have you done it before?
No, I've been doing it since I've been fifth grade.
So it's safe to say you're kind of hooked and it's something you want to keep doing?
I think so.
All right. So student body president of Carbon High School in a few years isn't out of your reach?
Probably not, no.
I'm going to keep an eye on you. All right. Thanks for coming in this morning. Camilla, let's have you step up. Camilla, let's give everybody your name one more time and what your position in government is.
My name's Camilla Solis, and I am the student body historian.
Okay, so you're the one that gets to write everything down.
Yeah.
See, I was the historian of one of the clubs in the high school, and yeah. You know what we actually did, and it was a lot funner? We videotaped all of our meetings.
Really?
Just giving you an idea. It'll save you from a lot of writing.
Yeah.
There's a thought. So what's your committee that you're the chair of?
I don't have a committee. I'm just the historian. I'm in a committee.
Okay.
But it's treasury and recycling.
So what do you guys, have you guys like set up a recycling program at the school? Is that kind of where you're going with that? Or what do you guys do as far as that is concerned?
We really just pick up teachers' recycling.
Okay. Well, it's got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Right. And you're in what grade?
I'm in seventh grade.
You're in seventh grade. So you've got one more year. And is this your first year as in student body office?
Yeah, it is.
What do you think so far?
It's been really, really fun for me. Uh-huh. It's opened up a lot of new things for me.
Is there anything that you're getting from student body office that you're like, you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to take that with me, and that's something that I'm going to enjoy, like, you know, the responsibilities, or, you know, getting out and meeting people, those kinds of things?
It's been really, really fun being able to, like, run the Instagrams and, like, the social medias. That's mm-hmm. been really, really fun for me. And
so you may be into public relations soon.
Yeah,
take that over. Go get a job at that, right? All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Reese, step up to the mic there. We're going to save the youngest for the last. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. Now, you're in sixth grade, correct?
Yes.
Is this your first dabble in student government?
No, I was in student government last year.
All right. And what school did you go to last year?
Creekview.
Okay, over at Creekview. Very good. So are you on a committee? Are you chair of a committee? What do you do?
I'm on a committee.
What committee are you on?
Education and Service Committee.
So what do they do? This one sounds interesting.
So they go and teach the sixth graders who we are and what we do and tell them, like, hey, you can do this next year.
And so you've still got 2 more years at Mount Harmon. Are you going to stick with student government? You like it?
Yeah.
You're enjoying it. And same question to you that I asked Camilla. Is there something that you enjoy more about student government that you're like? Is there something that you're learning or that's sticking with you?
Yeah, I'm learning how to be a leader.
And does it help you with, you know, and I would guess in this situation, too, being in student government, public speaking would have to be a big thing of it, too. Is it helping with your confidence and things like that?
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot of things going on. We've got Red Ribbon Week coming up next week. Anything else exciting that you guys have planned that's coming up? Katie, go ahead and get up there if you need.
In December, the last couple of years, we've been doing a hot chocolate bar for the teachers. Just to kind of say thank you right before Christmas breaks.
It always helps to send them out on a good note, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we'll do that like a week or two before Christmas break.
All right. Well, hey, Katie, Camilla, and Reese, thank you so much. And Mrs. Buscarini, thank you so much for coming in this morning, letting everybody know what's going on at Mount Harmon, right? Go Pirates! Give me your best. Go Pirates. There you go. All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.